Kurt and Kate Mornings, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. here on Moody Radio Florida.
Here's today's moment from the show.
It's easy to miss out in life. Maybe you missed out on Moody Radio's share event last week. You intended to give, but didn't quite get around to it. Good news. It's not too late. You can still give your gift.
You can still give your gift online at moodyradio.org/Florida.
I'm Kate, along with Andrew, sitting in for Kurt. And, you know, this week is our theme week is habits for growth. And basically, it's learning practices that will help to develop our character in order to become more like Jesus. Mm.
And, you know, that is the goal.
Yeah.
We, as followers of Christ, we want to become more like him so that we can be good representatives of him here on planet Earth while we're here. So we're talking this morning with Dr. Clarence Schuler. He's the president and CEO of BLR, Building Lasting Relationships. Good morning, Clarence. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Kate. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. We had our share last week, and everybody showed up. It was a wonderful thing.
Well, great, great. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Well, now, one of the, now, you and Gary Chapman, right? Because you're friends. Co-authored a book, and one of the chapters in the book is Choose to Build Diverse Relationships. And that's something that is Christ-like. You know, he didn't just hang out with one type of people. So that is a growth area that we could all use in our lives. So how do we create habits of growth in our diverse friendships?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And Gary and I are really great friends. And well, he's like my spiritual dad. He introduced me to Christ. I think the first thing is I was thinking about this program, and you know, you need to answer the question. I do a lot of diversity consulting, but you really need to answer the question, and it may seem silly, why do I want to do this? You know, why would I want to have a friend who's diverse? And I think you need to be able to articulate that, because when you're trying to build diverse friendships, you know, God wants the body of Christ to be unified. And so, but Satan does not. So there's spiritual warfare involved. So I think you need to answer that question. And then the second thing to go along with that, then I'd pray. I'd begin to pray, you know, once you have an answer, you know, God, help me do this, but then how will I do this? Now, some people meet each other in grocery stores. You have students who interact a lot of times at school, and people at different things. And so there's no right or wrong way to do it, per se, because everybody's different. I mean, in our book that Gary and I are writing now, is a new one. It's not out yet, but it's called Life-Changing Cross-Cultural Friendships. There's a story that Gary shares where a white woman in store keeps seeing this African-American woman every week. They shop on the same day and the same time. And she says, hey, I've noticed you for the last month or two. And I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm so-and-so and so on. And they develop a friendship that lasted over 30, it's still going, but it's over 20 years. Mm. And they became good friends. So there's not really a right or wrong way, but I would initially start out, or when I work at organizations, I say, why do you want your company to be more diverse? And I think you need to be able to articulate that beyond the biblical rhetoric, because you've had the Bible for a long time. So why are you doing it now? And there's nothing wrong with that, but you need to know this is why I'm doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of that, you've just been hired by two of the largest Christian organizations to coach executives and counsel them. And so that is going to eventually trickle down to all of us in one way or another, whether you're listening to something or your radio or participating in some way with these different large Christian organizations. So give us a head start. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, honestly, I was really impressed with the leadership that they said, hey, we need to do this, because secular communities or organizations have been doing this for years, because they realize that the majority world is people of color. And if they want a part of the global dollar, they have to have a diverse staff. And so they're doing it because of money. And we as Christians should do it for a love for Christ. And they're seeing down the road, you know, I think something people don't realize in 2042, according to sociologists, there'll be a new majority in America, which be people of color. And actually, with the birth rate and the way things go, it's probably going to be somewhere between 235 and 240 when that happens. And so the Christian guys who run, who have come to me, they say, you know, we need our executives to really develop an inclusive mindset. And so it's like dating or getting married. You know, when you start dating, you now begin to think in context of the person that you're seeing. Or when you're married, for me, like, it's starting to have an inclusive mindset. I can't just do what I want to do. I have to consider my wife, Brenda. And so when you're doing diversity, that for me also includes women as well as people of color, then you have to begin to figure out how you're better together for God's glory than you are apart. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about diversity, you need to think about unity, but unity in the context of interdependency, that we need each other. Like, Kate, you've become a real dear friend and a blessing. And so the first time I interviewed with you, encouraged you guys, God used you guys to help me emotionally, kind of therapeutically work through the George Floyd deal when we did an interview, and you guys didn't even know it, but you were very sensitive. And so I think you need to begin to process that. So you have to look at the organization's mission, where you want to go, how you want to get there, and how can God be glorified in the process.
This is Kurt and Kate Mornings on Moody Radio Florida. I'm Andrew. Kurt's got the day off today, but we are talking with Dr. Clarence Schuler. He is the president and CEO of Building Lasting Relationships, a.k.a. he's the love doctor as well. Specifically, though, this morning, we are talking about developing habits for unity and growth and how we can incorporate diversity into our as to be as a habit to mm-hmm. develop for our spiritual growth. And, you know, Dr. Schuler, just a moment ago, you mentioned that you'd work with some very large organizations talking about executive diversity coaching, and you do that on a corporate level. And I imagine that's got to be a little bit different than, say, we doing it on a personal level. So do you have any words of wisdom there on how we can do that? And kind of what's the difference, and how can we develop, you know, on a personal level in our diversity?
Well, I think on a personal level, it's really an examination, self-examination of where am I spiritually, why am I where I am. And I think the other thing is dealing with the fact of our baggage. You know, I was doing some work in Detroit 2 weeks ago, and I had dinner with this white family, and as we were eating, the guy was a chef, so it was a great meal. But he said to me, as he felt more comfortable with me, that his first encounter with an African-American, he was robbed. You know, and I said, I'm so sorry that happened. But then he shared a great experience. His church, an African-American church, exchanged choirs, and he's also sang, and what a blessing that was. And he prepared ribs and all that kind of stuff for everybody, and just what a blessing that was. But then he said, I was the first African-American to have dinner in his home. Mm-hmm. And he teared up, and it was just, it was incredible. And he said, you know, I don't want my first experience to mar my relationship with you. And so I said, well, hey, how about if I send you some of my books and we can just keep an ongoing conversation? And so I think sometimes when things just happen, you want to work through that, but also ask God to work with you. And I think we all struggle with prejudice. I can't speak for everybody, but, you know, it just happens. And so I remember I was preaching this white church, and I stayed with the pastor and his family, and my wife and my kids were with us. Our kids were very similar, and his little boy, on a we could walk to church, grabbed one of my daughter's hands. They're both about 5 or 6 years old, and I kind of stepped back and looked and said, you know, the white boy's grabbed my daughter's hand, you know, and I'm looking for my guns. I got to shoot this kid. Anyway, and God just kind of said, now, you're preaching against prejudice. You might have some stuff to work out, and so... And so, you know, so we have to really look at that. We can talk about, but when it hits us, you know, in reality, we have to process that. And I got over that, you know, but I think we all have our theological perspectives until the practical actually hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think I would encourage Christians to initiate. You know, we used to be really great at sharing the gospel. We've gotten away from sharing the gospel, and we should have no problem initiating people talking about Christ. Most of us, you back in the 70s, I know I'm old, 70s and early 80s. And I think that we need to have that same approach with respect to different people, saying, or just saying hello, to people who are different from you and then see where that goes.
Mm. Yes.
You know, I'm flying to North Carolina Friday because Gary Chapman is retired from his church, his retirement 50th anniversary celebration of 50 years has been in this church. And I'm waiting on my daughter as a white guy here. And I tell him, I hope she gets the security because she didn't have pre-check. So we catch the planes getting close. And we just had this conversation. We get on a plane, we're sitting beside each other and we just kind of connect and no big deal. He has a hotspot with his phone and, he shares his cable with me and, you know, charges my phone during the flight.
Mm.
We get off and my flight gets canceled and he just has this conversation and it was just really neat. He's really caring as we talk to each other and who knows what God would do with that. But,
right.
But I initiated a conversation, saw him to start talking and people open up. But I think that most people today don't open up initially. So if we as Christians just say hello and be friendly, then who knows what God would do with that relationship.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes. Also, we want to say thank you to everyone who participated in our share event last week. It was fantastic to be able to hear from so many different people, and we are humbled when we see your encouragement and your support come back to us. So thank you so very much for participating. If you didn't get the chance, you can still do that when you visit our website, moodyradio.org/Florida. That's moodyradio.org/Florida. Or you can call 800-600-9624, 800-600-9624. And again, we want to say thank you very much for your support.
Yes, thank you so much. And we are talking with Dr. Clarence Schuller, the Love Doctor. And that is his title officially. Yeah. And we, because of one of the many books that you've written and you and your wife do counseling as well. We're talking today about building diversity in the church because you know what? In heaven, it is diverse, and it is going to be when you get there. And what a shocker it's going to be for some people if they don't make the change, you know, because every tribe, every nation. So we're working on that. But as we work on that, I've had some encounters with people, in this case, white people who are like, I think, is a big sticking point in the changes that need to be made. And they're saying, basically what they're saying is, but wait, you know, things have changed. You know, it's not like it was when I was a kid. It's not like it was 100, certainly not 200 years ago. So what do we want?
So what's the
big
deal?
What makes the change? Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
I know that everybody's equal. So, you know, let's just move on. How do we get past that?
Well, unfortunately, those comments are really kind of made in ignorance. And sometimes, not with everybody, it's kind of a selfish statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was doing diversity training for a nonprofit in Denver recently. And part of our deal, we dealt with gender. And when the women shared how they felt working in this Christian nonprofit, the men were floored.
Yeah.
And because the women felt they were treated as second-class citizens and opportunities for promotions, pay for the same work. Even in a Christian context, and guys had no idea. They had no, and so when you the same is true when you deal with diversity. And one thing I wanted to say that I didn't say earlier, I think it's critical, and even the attitude you shared that individual said that, the majority culture really needs to read the history of Latinos and African Americans and Asians to really begin to understand some of the pain that they've gone through. There are things coming out today dealing with the whole issue of race, and a lot of Christian conservatives are saying this is the devil, and it's really not. But even if it was, they need to read and understand what new theories and stuff are coming out. They're not really new. So they can understand, even from evangelistic perspective, I need to know what someone is thinking if they're not a believer. I used to read stuff about Mormonism and Jehovah's Witness so I could share the gospel with them, but I knew enough about what they believe so I knew how to talk to them and not to put them down. And I think one thing is happening now, a lot of white Americans have never been taught this in school, and there are really some excellent tools out that would help, you know, like I like to think my book, Winning the Race to Unity, would be a good one, but more recently, The Coming Race Wars by Dr. William Pinnell, where the second edition just came out this year, but in 93, he predicted where we are today. And he's a Christian, one of the best thinkers I know. It's a great book. And really a book I just completed. It's called Caste, C-A-S-T-E, Origins of Our Discontent, written by Isabel Wilkerson. That is a classic book. I mean, she just really shares how racism is so interwoven in our culture, but how it impacts people, even medically and physically. And I think if people read that, then they will want to build some friendships cross culture, not from pity, but just awareness. So I think the history has a lot to do with that. I think it's really important to understand that, and that every culture has done something wrong. Some Americans, well, I don't want to be taught that because you're saying white people were bad. Well, every culture has done something bad. There's no perfect culture or race. And I think when we get over that, then we can read things. And you don't have to agree, but you really need to understand what the differences are, or the concerns are, or what the issues are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, and we just need to be kinder to each other.
Well, to be aware.
One another. Mm-hmm. It is that simple sometimes, love one another.
And yeah, Dr. Sheila, I think sometimes we're just not aware. We're locked in our own little bubbles, and we're not aware of what's going on outside of that bubble.
Well, you want to be educated, you know, and if we're just in our own bubble, then when God tells us to go, when God tells us to serve other people, then just as a Christian period, even in the same race, then we're not being obedient to the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was going to Africa playing basketball overseas, our mission organization prepped us about different cultural differences. And one of the deals is, it says if a man in Africa grabs your hand, because he likes you as a good friend, there's no sexual connotations or anything like that. And sure enough, I'm 20 years old, we're in Africa, actually Nigeria, playing against our national Olympic team, stuff like that. And one of the military guys, because we play each other quite a bit, he grabs my hand one day. We're walking down the street, grabs my hand. I'm like seriously uncomfortable because that's not my idea of having fun. And our coach said, don't you dare pull your hand away from one of these guys grabs your hand because it's ultimate rejection. Mm. And so I'm in a different culture, different country. This guy's grabbing my hand, and I did not put my hand back, but I was really, really uncomfortable. But what that did was it opened a huge door for us, and we developed a relationship after I left Africa and came back, and he went to France. And so just a little thing about being uncomfortable built a friendship. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to be willing to serve other people, listen to people's perspective, because that's what Christ calls. He says we need to serve, not seek to be served. So I think we have that attitude, then it makes a difference. And I think a lot of times we stay in our own bubble because we're focused on ourselves. Mm-hmm. We need to be focused on others. Now, we don't need to forget about ourselves, but we need to be focused. We need to be other-centered.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's what God's calling us to do and be.
Right. Oh, great.
We've got our work cut out for us, then.
We certainly do. go ahead.
But the Holy Spirit gives us the power. We can do all things through Christ who does what? Who strengthens us. So we've got the resource and the power.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we've got some great resources like Dr. Schuller, who comes on Kurt and Kate mornings to help us understand some of these things and walk through these things of life. So thank you so much, Dr. Clarence Schuller, President, CEO of Building Lasting Relationships. And can you give us your website if people would like to learn some more?
Sure. My name is Clarence Schuller. It's not Clarence, but Clarence. And my last name, Schuller, is SHULER.com. So you go there. A lot of free videos on relationships, and we'll probably start putting some things on diversity there pretty soon.
Great.
Oh, good.
Look forward to that, certainly.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning on Kurt and Kate Mornings.
If you watch an old Western, you're sure to hear it.
Thanks, partner.
At Moody Radio, we're mighty thankful for a whole lot of partners. Folks who stepped up with a gift to share. Many decided to become monthly partners. Thank you. Now, if you missed out and you'd like to give a gift or become a monthly partner, there's still time, and we'd be mighty obliged.
Thank you for giving your share gift online at moodyradio.org/Florida.